Al-Qaeda leader has been killed in Afghanistan's eastern Ghazni province and by Afghan forces. Abu Musin al-Masri was an Egyptian national believed to be the group's number two in the Indian subcontinent. He was wanted by the United States for providing support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization and plotting to kill U.S. nationals. That's according to the U.S. FBI. The Afghan government Sunday accused the Taliban of still keeping close ties with the Islamist militant group, despite promises the Taliban had made to the contrary. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry said the killing of the al-Qaeda leader shows the close ties which still exist between the Taliban and terrorist groups. The Taliban's sheltering of al-Qaeda was the original reason for the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan after the September 11, 2001 attacks in the United States. In a landmark deal with the U.S. in February, the Taliban agreed to not allow Afghan soil to be used by foreign extremists, including al-Qaeda, in return for Washington withdrawing its troops from the country. Meanwhile, the death toll from a bomb blast claimed by the Islamist State group at a higher education center in Kabul rose to 24 on Sunday, most of them students. An Interior Ministry spokesman said another 57 people had been wounded in Saturday's attack in the western district of the capital. Students were seen on Sunday salvaging books from a building damaged by the blast. Residents in several districts of western Kabul belong to the minority Shiite Hazara community and are often targeted by Sunni extremists of Islamic State. The violence rages in Afghanistan as peace talks continue in Qatar between the Taliban and the Afghan government in a bid to end the country's long-running conflict. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.